This is Reuven Levy. We're learning together the book Gana Shalom, the Garden of Peace. Arav Shalom Arush, a guide to a happy, joyous, wonderful, simcha-filled, amazing, shechina-filled, happy home of happiness. Yofi. So we're on page 160 in the Hebrew version. And Rav Arush is telling us in this chapter 7 all about the power of prayer. So it starts, this, where we are now, with a story. Baralai Zug, a couple came to me. I thought that they wanted me to help them try to make Shalom Bayit. However, after a few minutes, shall see her conversation with him, Isha, with the wife. It became clear after speaking to the wife for a few minutes that she did not come at all with any intention whatsoever of trying to achieve Shalom Bayit with her husband. She came to me for a completely different reason. What was that? Ulai uchal ani l'shachnet ba'ala sosof l'shachreota latet laget. She came to me with the one intention that hopefully I would persuade her husband to finally give his wife a get. Not a good situation. Ra'iti shamikre hazer hu kashemor. I saw that this thing was very difficult. Why? Ki b'mikrim rabim. Domim she'avu darki, because many similar situations which come my way. It's possible still to talk to the heart of the woman. To promise her, to promise the wife that after I speak to the husband, that she's going to see a change. The shikadaila tet otis damut, and therefore it's worthwhile for her to give him another chance, that sil et havayit, to save the house, etc. Aval b'mikre hazeh ha'isha ha'ita ne'ula. But in this situation, the woman was locked. She was, whatever that word is in English, she was clear, definite, she was not going, she was... Case closed. She was not opening the case to look at it again. Ein amala daber bichlal. There was nothing to speak about at all. Hem kvar hayuetz etzel haber rabbanim. They'd already been with many rabbanim, yoatzim, advisors, b'chodemen, people like that. B'shum daber lo azar, and nothing whatsoever had helped. B'hilo muchana lishma mishalom bayit, and she was not prepared to hear anything more about shalom bayit. She only came to see me for the simple reason that she saw that her husband respected me. And her husband had requested that I come with her to see the Rav. And she thought, I'll take this opportunity. He thinks that they're going to try and get some more advice from Rav Arush and hopefully to try and get some shalom bayit, save the marriage. And she says, yeah, I'm going to come with you. But for the reason she's not going to come, she knows that she's going to ask the Rav to make him give her a get. Right? She came with she saw an opportunity. Levakesh mimeni, to ask from me, shechneh et ba'ala latet laget, that I convince her husband to give her a get. V'lasot sof lemasechet hayisurim, and to put an end to this mask of suffering, volume of suffering, shehi overet, he told that she had to go through with him, shanim rabot, for many years. Ra'iti shechaval al hamilim v'chaval al zman. I saw that there was no point in my words and no point spent wasting the time. Li ein ma la'asot kan. Me, I couldn't do anything here. The wife was already believed that her husband was not able to change. I took the husband into a private conversation, and I said to him, Tishma Tov, listen up well. Ishtacha lo mukhana lishma al Shalom Bayit. Your wife is not prepared to listen anymore about Shalom Bayit. He wants I get. She wants a divorce. Yeshna rak echad sheyachol lazor kan. There's only one that can help you now. Borei Olam. Shem Yibarach. Im tishmali, if you listen to me, to kabel alatzmacha, take on yourself, mehayom, from today, lo yavor lecha yom b'li shayad b'nudut. Take on yourself today that you won't let one day pass without an hour of hibodudut. V'chol sha'ah, and the whole hour, rak ta'aseh teshuvah, only make teshuvah, v'titchanen, and beg, v'tavakesh, and ask, miborei olam, from Hashem, she'yatzeh ta'bayit shecha, that He will save your house. V'tit palel al shalom bayit, pray on shalom bayit, v'tavakesh miborei, and ask from Hashem, she'yitem b'lev ishtecha, that He'll put into the heart of your wife, limchol lecha, to forgive you, al kol ma shebagata ba, on everything that you've hurt her. Shehi ta'amin she'ata ohev ota, and pray that she will believe that you love her. Not that you will, but she'll believe it. She'tirseh latet od hizdamut, and that she will want to give you another opportunity. L'chaim ha-meshutafim, to live together. Aval kibel alas molet aval. The husband took upon himself this thing that I told him. Utsrichim letzayen, and we need to point out, shehu amad b'mashe kibel. We need to point out that he not only accepted it, he actually did it. B'hu hechal la'asot b'chol yom shayit b'dudut. He began to do every single day 1 hour of hito b'dudut. B'masirut nefesh, b'masirut nefesh. And in truth, he didn't let one day pass without 1 hour of hibbonidot. Even though big obstacles were overpowering him. And there were times that from all the bother, interference, almost the whole day passed without doing his sha'ah. Barak mucha ma'od balayla, and only late, very late at night, acharei kol, after everything had finished, hu amad b'kabalato, he stood in his acceptance. V'lo halach lishon, and he didn't go to sleep. Lifnei she'asa sha'abildut, before he did sha'abildut. Right? He didn't go to sleep before he did sha'abildut. Doesn't matter what state he is. I have a friend of mine, a neighbor, Baruch Hashem, who's telling me, we managed to persuade him of the wonders of Rabbeinu and of Hibbonidut. He's been to Uman a couple of times now. He does Hibbonidut every day. He told me he was doing a sivuv around the yeshuv. He was going for a walk around the, there's a path around the yeshuv. Like a jogging path or a bicycle path around the yeshuv. It takes about an hour to do it. So it's a good, they did it specifically. Yeah, to do a walk. If you walk slow, it's an hour. So, anyway, so he said, he told me a while back, he said one night, it was like really late and I had a hard day, I was doing my hibbonidut, next thing I knew, I was asleep on the tarmac. Asleep on the tarmac. He said he stood, he stopped for his walk, and said the next thing he knew he was passed out on the floor. He was so tired, but he was like, Hazak, and he said, what did he do? He didn't go to bed. And then I'm going out and doing it anyway. Next thing he knew, he was lying on the tarmac. He thought, Tom, at this point, you know what, I should go to bed. But, how's that? It's like, Tom. Avru kechodshayim, 2 months passed. What happened? Ha'isha hit kashua and biksha ledabeiti. The wife called and asked to speak to me. By the wife called Rav Arash. Asked me, I prayed and I asked from Hashem, right, before he took the phone call, right, this is a lesson to everyone, right, before answering the phone, it's an important call, any kopa, toga. And that shehitaskim hapa'am lishmor el shabbat, and I pray that she would accept, agree on this time to listen to some words on Shalom Bayit. Sheyesof l'savel hanora, that there will be an end to this terrible suffering. Lebizbuz haksvar kasafim al orchei din, of a waste of money on lawyers, and things like that. Ulam lo tzipiti l'klum. However, I didn't expect anything. I prayed, but I wasn't expecting it to happen. Last time I saw her, 2 months ago, she wasn't interested. Hayisha higia, the wife came to see him. Ah, so when she said she wanted to speak to him, meaning that she came to see him. Umiyad, she hitchila ledaber, and immediately she began to speak. Hevanti she'ani eid lanes. I realized, I understood, that I was a witness to a miracle. He hitchila lagid, she began to tell me. Ani lo ma'mina, I don't believe it. Habau sheli hishtana, my husband's changed. Who oved al atzmo, he's working on himself. Hu haya ka'asan nora, he was a person with terrible anger. Mamash chasa shlita atzmit, he had no self-control. Shoved dvarim babayit, he would break things in the house, etc. Va'ata, and now, hu omed b'chol ha'nisyonot ha'kashim b'yoter b'savlanot, and now he's standing up in very difficult tests with patience. Ani lo ma'mina, I don't believe, she'yichol liyot kazeh shinui b'ben adam, I don't believe that it's possible that there can be a change like this in a person. Kochosh ani oseh lo tzarot, even though I am making him upset, the yisurim and making him suffer. Hurak mamshich b'natina, he only continues to give. Ubahava, and to love. Ad she ani pashut midbayesh mipanav, until I'm embarrassed in front of him. I'm still shouting at him and screaming at him, telling him he's no good, and he's just continuing to be. So no, my wife, my dear wife. Kalo shel davar. Some of the matter is ha'isha azot kavaita muchana lishma al shabbat. Now the wife was prepared to listen to some advice on Shalom Bayit. Kol ha'matzav hitapech, the whole situation turned around. B'chodshayim, in 2 months shall hitbodedut retzinit, of serious hitbodedut. 2 months of serious hitbodedut is what changed everything. She only wanted to get a get. She wasn't prepared to listen to anything whatsoever. And now she saw that her husband had changed, and it turned everything around. We don't know the power of prayer. We have no clue. 1 hour a day of hitbodedut. That's all. And for sure, this guy, he wasn't a tzaddik of the generation. He wasn't even doing his bodedut. But you know, you can tell from the story. What do we know about him? He was an angry person. His wife hated him. She wasn't interested in trying to get together with him. He came to Rabbi Arush. Rabbi Arush says, you need to start doing his bodedut. Start doing his bodedut. So we're not talking like he was a tzaddik, a gadol. He was someone who was used to doing it. No, he's just someone fresh from, knows nothing, from the street. Now start doing his bodedut 1 hour a day. And you can be sure he was doing it for 2 months. That first week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, He had no clue what he was saying. Shem, the Rav said I need to speak to you for an hour. I don't know what to do. I've never done this before. Right? Is it Hibbodudu? It's not going to be... Right? Yeah. No. The power bar in 1 hour a day is huge. Change nature. And what's Rav Arush often said? The only thing that's stopping us from changing nature and changing the whole world and changing ourselves is that we don't believe it. If we believed it, don't we be out there doing it? Like, just like we've seen here. There's no difference. Like, I hear it. You're right. It sounds. But it's not in here. I don't believe it. If I believed it, that I could get anything I wanted in the entire world through Hibbodedut, and not even so much. Not like, oh yeah, if I pay 20 hours of Hibbodedut a day, maybe. No. to believe that 1 hour a day, half an hour a day on one topic, whatever you want to say, that can really achieve it. But I don't really believe it. Because if I did, it's interesting. It's tough. Now we've got a very tough year to have. Very thick.
Now how powerful is it to do it? You make more people. When you believe in this, you give more power, more time.
It takes time. I mean, certainly for me, you know, from my personal point of view, I used to struggle a lot to do an hour, right? And I've been doing an hour, bleeding edit, and then maybe now for every single day an hour. I've only been doing only maybe for 2 or 3 years only, even though I've been doing Hippodidut of some sort for like 5, 6 years, right? For the first few years, even though I knew, so maybe I'll do half an hour, I'll try and do an hour. Okay, I missed today, so it's not the end of the world. I'll try again tomorrow. Wasn't like, but only in the last couple of years when I've, but even though when I started to do, for sure, I'm doing an hour a day, I don't care what happens, I'm going to do an hour a day. Very difficult. Like, I still didn't have a desire to do it, I didn't want to do it. But now, Baruch Hashem, 2 or 3 years in, after doing it for an hour a day consistently. So now, Bezrat Hashem, I am at a point where I do my hour for sure every day. And now, if I realize that my hour actually wasn't very good, I'll go and do some more. Like, that was a terrible hour, I didn't do nothing. It was pretty, I didn't like, I'm going to do at least another half an hour, because I didn't feel like actually I did anything, right? Even though it counts as an hour in the past, to have done that hour and ticked the box and said I did an hour would have been wonderful. I would have run away from the field. But now I'm actually, Baruch Hashem, got to say, I actually want to do something useful in that hour. And when I realized that hour, what was I doing? Like daydreaming. And I'm like, no, I've got to go do, actually do something useful today. Go and do some...
Like George says, spent thousands of hours can't be counting ants and birds and
right.
I try to go positive. I try every day to go to the hotel.
Yeah.
Because that's where I start. I walk on the hotel. So I walk, I start with my head to do it. Then I make my habit.
The cotelet night is very nice. Cotelet night is very special.
So yesterday I saw the it's stopping to go.
So obviously it's a good thing to get it.
That's okay, maybe in the park.
Right, we saw here, Rabbi said the Hamaniot, right? To get the gift of getting your wife back just from talking for an hour a day to Hashem, to get everything, you know, to get Shalom by your wife back, the whole thing. So you've got to have some obstacles, because otherwise you didn't really earn it. You've got to show that you're actually strong. So you're going to have obstacles.
I see. Maybe if you do it in the morning, I get 15 minutes for my wife.
Yeah.
She changes from it. She wake up. 4:30, get up, make it good to do. She come clearly. It's amazing. Only 15 minutes. Easy. I saw in the beginning, I make what come in my mind. But I see that you have not so much. You have to give time. Let's say 50 minutes for this, 50 minutes for this, 50 minutes for this. It's like you pay something. You understand when you put one. Shake it there, one shake it there, one shake it there, you know?
It doesn't do anything.
Buy something, you give them more. You see more.
Yeah. It's harder. It takes more masiva nefesh to spend 10, 15 minutes on one thing. You have to really put some effort in.
Yeah.
So.
But I see in the morning, when I wake up in the morning, the time is still running so fast. One more is nothing. I was thinking, sure, maybe I have to get up more. 1 hour. I not finished my Yiddut in 1 hour.
Yeah.
But I want to pray.
Yeah.
So in the evening, I did it always at home. But the most I start to sleep.
Right.
I met in the interview, they were gone. I said, no, I have to give it. So they said, maybe I go to the hotel. Walk, go back. Make the finish my effort, make a break. But I need strength. because sometimes very hard. Because you feel tired.
Right.
It's true, you know, I say, you have to go to move. When you sit there, maybe I can't feel the sleep because the other time I didn't.
Right.
When you move, you always see my sleep.
Right.
Okay.